Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to the first Sunday of Advent. I love Advent. It's my favorite season of the year. I love Advent because it gives me time, and especially coming right out of this feast yesterday of Thanksgiving here in the United States, there's just such a gratitude to God that He would come in the flesh to save us. I don't think we ponder that enough. That what God did, He humbled Himself. He took on our form. He became like us in all things but sin. He experienced limitation, the limitless one. He experienced the sin bombarding Him, He who was sinless. He took on our flesh in every way and experienced the mental and the physical anguish that we all can go through. He experienced it in a horrific way. This God so loves us that He wants to dwell with us. He so loved us that He put aside His majesty and His power and His infinite capacity to obey the will of His Father and to come in the flesh, to be like us in all things but sin, and to show us the way home. Brothers and sisters, there's no greater act of generosity that anyone could do for us. We're blind, deaf, and dumb. Honest, we are. When it comes to God's word and to God's action, and I'm asking you this Advent, both for yourself, well, not only for yourself, not only for your parish, not only for the church, but for this country as well. In all four ways, I'm asking you to draw very near to the Lord and ask Him what in you is an obstacle to His life and His presence, His saving grace for many flowing through you. What causes an obstacle to be there? Be honest. Just go before the Lord. It might take you 2 or 3 days, and then again you might say, oh, I know what it is. Don't immediately assume you do, because God might want a little time to work in your heart to show you something else. I really urge you on this first Sunday of Advent, I'm going to say some things. I want to look at the readings, and then I want to share with you something else. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. This is the promise of the Messiah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. The Lord will be visible. God will come to you. It's the promise. Took a long time to decipher what God was promising, but it was there because they couldn't believe it. That God, the eternal God, would come in the flesh and walk among us and dwell with us. Brothers and sisters, that's not a past event. That's going on right now through the Holy Spirit that He gave us to dwell with us and to be with us until His return. Can you see Him? Not with your visible eyes, but do you know His presence? Ask Him, Lord, help me. Help me to be your disciple. Reveal yourself to me. Show me. Not demanding anything, just pleading with Him. Lord, I'm deaf, dumb, and blind when it comes to spiritual things. Help me. Do you not think God will hear your prayer? Psalm 25 tells us, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. To you, guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are God my Savior, and for you I all the day. Do you? Do you seek Him? This Advent is a time to really seek Him. Lord, show me the path on which you want me to walk. Send your light upon me that I may see the way in the darkness. Give me wisdom. Give me courage. Give me humility. Give me hope. Give me faith. Please, Lord, that I might more and more be able to identify with you That's how you want to pray. Put it in your own words, but that's what you want to pray for. In the second reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 12, through chapter 4, verse 2. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. Amen. Brothers and sisters, ask God, just do what this prayer says, what this passage tells us, that we want to be blameless in holiness. Strengthen our hearts so that we can abound in love for one another. Give us, Lord, the grace we do not have. Help us. God pours it out constantly, but we often throw it out because of our anger, our hatred, our bitterness, our jealousy, our envy, strife, all those things. Obliterate the gift of love. Just ask God to give you one right step this Advent. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you should conduct yourselves, please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. You say, well, I'm following God. Are you doing everything God wants? Ask him. I'm doing enough. No, you're not. None of us is. We just have to realign our priorities. Or if we are doing what he wants, then keep going. Brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. We know what instructions we gave you. It really does mean, brothers and sisters, saying, I want to be your disciple. You are my only Savior. Help me to live in your grace and power today or for the next hour. Sometimes people do it hour by hour until it's so present in their minds that they don't forget. You know how we make all kinds of marvelous resolutions. And they're gone in a week or even in a few days. They're gone. Please, brothers and sisters, please take a look at your life. I'm going to say more about this tomorrow, and we should look at the first week of Advent. But for now, I just want to say, put yourself in a posture before the Lord. And wouldn't it? It's always the case. This is one of the busiest seasons of the year. We're run ragged. Buying gifts. What should we get? What should we do? How much money do we have? Where are we going to get the money? How are we going to have this happen? Are we going to invite these people over? What? All that kind of thing. Put first in your heart what's first in God's heart. Because what God wants to give you first is himself. Are you disposed to receive him? And what God wants to give you second is the grace and power to give him through you to others. Those are the greatest. To give Jesus to others, there's no greater gift. But to do so, we've got to discipline ourselves and say, God has to have this time, both so that I can get clarity, what I should do even today. But you set your goal. Lord, I want you to be more honored in my life and through my life by my obedience to you during this Advent. Help me to do that. Or to be more charitable and kind. Or to discipline myself to make sure that you have a regular time with me every day. Because, brothers and sisters, we cannot navigate the waters of our society today by ourselves. The old methods don't work. We need wisdom from on high. We need him. So make sure during this Advent that he has time with you. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 28, and then verses 34 to 36. Luke 21, 25 to 28, 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect. Stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. I don't know about you, but when a relative who's been away for a long time, a member of your family or a very close friend, is coming to see you, you watch the clock, you look out the front door, you anticipate, you wait, you're eager. It's kind of the most important thought in your mind. Apply that to looking for the coming of Christ. Apply that. Make sure that in looking for him, what you're doing is you're preparing yourself to give him the best you can. Because he will come to you. All through your life, he will come to you in ways if you're ready to receive, if you're not deaf, dumb, and blind. That's why you want this Advent to be a time of active waiting. The gospel continues, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life." We've all had them all through the centuries. There are the anxieties of daily life. "And that day catch you by surprise like a trap." Whew, what an analogy. Suddenly you're caught. You don't want that day to catch you by surprise when he comes again, or he comes for you personally, because that day is inevitable. "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you may have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." Brothers and sisters, what lies ahead of us are wars, disaster, famine, all those kinds of things. Come. We in the United States have been greatly spared in many ways, though many of the people in our country have not been. But as a nation, there are many ways we have been spared. If we turn away from God, and that begins with each one of us, if we turn away from God as a people, as a nation, then what is here is going to come upon us very quickly. Please, brothers and sisters, thank God this weekend for all that God has done for you. Make a personal commitment to get your life into a position where he is more Lord of your life and you're following him. And then reach out to the needs of others and help them to experience the love and the mercy of God, those who are suffering, so that they too may find him. There's no better way, no better way to spend Advent. You can go to our website, renewalministries.net, and see a lot of possibilities that are there for you to help you to grow in holiness of life. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.